Afternoon. I am Lori Johnson from the Department of Energy Office of Scientific and Technical Information. I'm very happy to be here today to talk to you about OSTI and our experiences with DataSight as well as federated searching. I'll show a couple of demonstrations later that will show you how we've used federated searching as an interoperable solution to someone that's looking for scientific data. Okay, I'm going to spend just a few minutes talking about what our office is and does. We are part of the Department of Energy Office of Science. We do have a corporate responsibility, however, for making the department's research and development results accessible. We've been around since 1947. We were formed as a result of the Manhattan Project and the need to retain the scientific and technical information that came out of that work. Since then, we've existed under several of DOE's predecessor agencies before DOE became a cabinet-level agency in 1977. And our role has been defined in various legislation over the years, the latest being the Energy Policy Act of 2005. The department invests over $10 billion a year in basic energy research. This includes anything from clean energy research to nuclear research to environmental research as well as many other investments. And, of course, the immediate output from all of that investment is information, knowledge, R&D results. So very simply, OSTI's mission is to accelerate scientific progress by accelerating access to this information. We coordinate with points of contact across the departmental complex, which includes 17 national research laboratories across the country. We also fund grants and contracts to universities and small businesses within all 50 states. So we have a very large, diverse group of researchers. We collect the information from those people and institutions. We preserve it for reuse. That satisfies archival needs as well. And then lastly, we make it accessible via multiple web outlets. Scientific and technical information, as most of you know, does present a number of challenges, not just to data, but across the entire spectrum. The first is that scientific research is conducted in many agencies across the government and internationally as well. I just talked about our 17 research laboratories across the country. Many of the other agencies have similar setups with lots of different laboratories. And we also have lots of joint projects. Our DOE researchers work with people in NIH, NSF, NASA, Defense, et cetera. So it's really spread out and quite diverse. The second major challenge is that scientists and researchers produced a vast amount of information. It used to be that most of this information was in textual formats, things like reports, journal articles, conference proceedings, patents, text-based information, whether it was in digital format or paper. However, increasingly, we're starting to see things like multimedia, videos of conference proceedings, rather than paper, as well as images. And then, of course, there's data, which is the reason that we're all here today. One of the solutions that OSTI has employed within many of its products is the federated searching concept. Because science is not bound by a particular agency, organization, we integrate or aggregate multiple government R&D-related databases into single search portals. This innovative technology allows the user to drill down into these databases and then presents a relevance-ranked results list back to the user. There are a lot of advantages to federated searching. First of all, it does drill down into what we call the deep web, which is where many of the scientific databases reside. Many of these databases are very high-quality, well-managed, subject-specific content. It also conducts the searches in real time. Unlike some of the popular commercial search engines, we don't rely on an index that may have been run days or even weeks ago. The searches are conducted exactly in the real time that the user submits them. So if a database was updated at 12:01 a.m. With new records, a user comes in and they search at 12:02 a.m., it would get those new records in the search that the user just conducted. Technology poses no real burdens to the database owners. This technology is able to use the existing search interface and database structure as well as data fields that already exist. Our folks actually write connectors to search the existing technology. And it allows for fielded searching. If the original database allows for searches in things like title, author, date ranges, federated searching technology is able to accommodate that as well. It's inexpensive to implement. It is not free. There is some cost. But once the connectors are established, because it's using the existing there's very little ongoing maintenance unless the original databases change their structure significantly. So from that standpoint, it's inexpensive. There's also no need to know for the user. Cliff spoke in his introduction about the fact that many subjects are multidisciplinary, particularly in the scientific data arena. So a user or a researcher might know of databases in his or her specific area, but they may not know about other databases that could be very useful to their research. And even if they did know about 50 databases, no one wants to search 50 databases, one at the time. So this federated search technology through its single portal would allow someone just to come in and do one search and capture all of that information. So this is a very inexpensive, cost-efficient, and time-efficient automatic interoperability solution for both the users and the data owners alike. Because the databases are searched in parallel and a combined relevance-ranked results list is returned to the user, it allows us to offer some features such as visualization and clustering. The graphic on the left-hand side represents a topical visualization, and then the topic on the right-hand side shows the clustering, which we can do by topics, authors, dates, etc. OSTI has employed federated searching in many of its flagship products, including Science Accelerator, which makes the DOE results accessible, as well as science.gov and Worldwide Science. OSTI operates and develops science.gov on behalf of the science.gov Alliance, which is comprised of 13 federal science agencies. There are 200 million pages of science information available through this product. 55 databases and about 2,100 websites. And we recently expanded science.gov to go beyond textual searching into multimedia and data. I want to show how a user might find data in science.gov. We're going to do a search on the term rotating shadow band radiometer. The results list back from science.gov, and this particular record comes from the DOE Atmospheric Radiation Measurement Center at Oak Ridge National Laboratory, and it is actually a record to a data set. Is the record itself. It does have a description and some metadata in the main part of the record, but I want to draw your attention to the digital object identifier on the right-hand side. If the user clicks on this DOI, they are taken directly to the ARM data center at Oak Ridge National Laboratory and to the actual data, which is shown in these plots. The beauty of all of this is that the user did not have to know which agency conducted the research, which was DOE. They didn't have to know that there was an atmospheric radiation measurement center at ORNL, nor did they need to know specifically how to search that interface at the ARM center. They could simply come to science.gov and find the information, be directed directly to the research data itself. Why do we cite data? Data should be cited just the same, in just the same way that other sources of information, such as articles and books, are cited. It enables easy reuse and verification of the data. It allows impact of the data to be tracked, and it creates a scholarly structure that recognizes and rewards data producers. OSTEA is a member of the DataCite organization, which is a global consortium composed of institutions that are interested in furthering the scholarly structure for data sets. DataCite is a service that provides assignment of digital object identifiers to data sets, which allows users to find, access, and reuse the data. At this point, OSTEA is the only U.S. federal member of DataCite. Besides the work that we're doing with DOE data centers, we also have a couple of other agreements in place, one with an NIH project, and we're talking to other agencies as well. As I mentioned, we partnered with Oak Ridge National Laboratory to pioneer the procedure. They registered their first data set in August of 2011, and since that time, we've registered over 400 data sets, which are now all accessible via science.gov. This shows the flowchart that we employ to get the data into our systems via DataCite. I'm not going to go into this in detail, but I do want to point out the metadata requirements on the top right. These are fields that are easily obtainable for most institutions. Things like title, author, date, originating research organization. So it's not the metadata is not particularly burdensome for those data owners. Worldwide Science is another product where we've employed federated searching to aid in knowledge discovery of data. This includes U.S. results from science.gov plus information from over 70 countries. We have multilingual translations capability for up to 10 languages, and we've incorporated text, multimedia, and data. So how a user might find data through Worldwide Science, we'll do a search on ocean circulation. In this product, we've actually divided the results into papers, which is textual information, multimedia, which encompasses videos and images, and then there's a separate data tab so that someone looking specifically for data could just go directly to this section of the results. This time, I'm going to choose a DataCite record so that you can see how that looks. Again, this is shows the metadata for this particular record, and the DOI is prominently displayed there at the top. If the user clicks on the DOI, they are taken to the original data source. And at the very bottom, there's a link that says dataset as HTML. If you click on that, you actually get the tabular data from this resource. So again, the user did not need to know which organization or even which country this research was conducted in. They could simply come to Worldwide Science and find the information. So in conclusion, data citation is becoming increasingly important in scientific records. Organizations such as DataCite offer a means for registering data sets with DOIs. And federated search products such as science.gov and Worldwide Science offer knowledge discovery through interoperable solutions that cover both textual information as well as multimedia and data. Again, we'll take questions at the end, but I've included my contact information. I am the product manager for Worldwide Science, and my colleague Mark Martin leads our DataCite initiatives at OSTEA. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Over to you, Michael.
Hello, everybody. Just give me a second to get the slides up.